Then the Pharisees interrogated the man who had been blind. "What do you think of the man who healed you?" "I think he must be a prophet," the man answered. Even if the Jewish leaders refused to believe that the man had been blind and now he could see. So they called his parents. "Is this your son?" they asked. "Is it true that he was born blind?" "It is certain, and now he can see," his parents answered. "We know that he is our son, and he was born blind, but we do not know how he can see now, or who healed him. Ask him. He is old enough to speak for himself." And this time that we are talking about rethinking life, the way we see, the way we act, it is important that we have some pending points, which I want to talk to you about today. Take the life of this man that was blind from birth, and his transformation to be healed by Jesus. When God comes to his life, believe me that it shows. And something has to change. Something happened in the life of this man. If you read from verse 1, chapter 9 of John, he says that Jesus comes to this man. His life is transformed because he imagined life and now seeing reality. It was something tremendous to experiment. Blind from birth. And let's put that he suffered 40 years without seeing. And for the first time, he opened his eyes. Now, as it was the way it happened, and he did not care how many times he put ourselves to see the forms more than the background. And we stay in the forms. We criticize the way things are done. We do not go deep down. We are not going to the basis of everything that God is. Maybe many around him criticize the unusual way in which Jesus performed the miracle. But this man, perhaps the miracle, does not care about any of this. Does not care that Jesus has salvated him. He took from the floor and made mud with his saliva. He did not care that God reminded him his humanity, that God will remind him that he was a sinful man, that he was weak man, and the only thing that mattered to him was to listen to those words. I assure you that never in life someone had told him or challenged him, "You wash and see yourself," because God can perform a miracle, as it may be happening with you today. You have people around you who complain, at the same time who cry with you. But sometimes we need someone of faith who challenges us. Sometimes we need someone of faith, or many need to be that person of faith who challenges them. We do not go through complicated situations simply because it has a purpose from God, and sometimes difficult circumstances that you have gone through are the reason that other people need to hear what God did in your life to be able to be strengthened in their faith so they can rise and see the glory of God. I assure you that this boy had never heard someone say to him, "Wash and see. Receive your miracle." Those were foreign words to his ears. Maybe all along, the only thing he had heard was bad news. And this had led him to have an ideal concept of life. What else could happen? If you can't see, and if you can't see, what else would you think of life? You have to imagine it. Just like when we don't live the experience of God in us, we imagine because of what they have taught us about God. We imagine what he is like. And if they told you about a punishing God, well, what will do the God that you knew? But this man passed to the experience. There are things that are going to happen in our life, they are going to seem that they do not have sense. But the fact that in our eyes or that others seems to have no sense does not mean that it lacks purpose. Because if there's someone who does things with purpose, that is our Heavenly Father, and He knows how to do things. Life does not take God by surprise. He designed life. Well, I believe He created the life you have, therefore more than a cause. For what? And when you go to the source, when you come to the Lord, then you will understand why. You will be able to understand the purpose, and you will be able to be praised, and your life will be transformed, because then you will see the life as it really is. This man did not care that Jesus would spit on his face. If it is necessary for me to see, I am going to do it. But our hearts are hard many times. We let opportunities pass because pride comes first. I do not deserve this. I don't think this is the way God is going to do it. We see a small door and we let it pass simply because we consider that what is a blessing for us must be a greater door. It happens to us like the Pharisees who waited for the Messiah to arrive on a horse with tremendous armor, a son of a king under the model and concept that they had in the world. And the king's son came as the most humble. The king's son arrived as not having, being equal to God, as something to which he clung. But he stripped himself. That's why only the humble who knows that he is in need can look up to the heaven and receive mercy. This man received mercy. And you know what happened? Jesus told him, go wash yourself. And he went and washed. And he came back seeing. 40 years without seeing. And for the first time, your eyes are open. That is a miracle that no one ever did. And only Jesus did it. Now, he no longer had to imagine life. Now, he was seeing it. Seeing the colors, feeling people. Not only was he listening, now he was seeing. But I don't want to stay there. I want to talk to you about the three important points. When your eyes are open and you start to rethink life, you are going to find these three points. And I want to give them to you today so that you have them pending, please. The first one is that you do not let yourself be overcome by those who do not see. When you see, when God opens your eyes, when you expose yourself to the truth of God, please do not let yourself be overcome by those who do not see what God had already allowed. That you see, do not let others turn off that miracle that happened in you. You know this man saw. You know what was tremendous? Who was criticized because he allowed himself to be healed. The religious of the time, as it was a day of rest, they criticized what Jesus did. And they called this man. They even did not believe that he was really blind. He is going to see people who are not going to believe what God is doing with you. God works in silence and patiently. Therefore, you will not despair. Waiting for others to see and believe that you have already changed. Do not please. You have nothing to prove. We are children of God. We do not have to prove it. We do because we are children. We do not do it to demonstrate that we are. And sometimes we fall into that error. As some would say, Pastor, I am desperate to get my home back. And I want you to know that I am already changing. But that is not going to be the way. Many will not believe. Many who knew you will criticize you. And they will not realize it. Look at what happened to this man. Some saw and said, this was not the one who sat there in the corner, asking for alms, and who was blind from birth. When the other said, "No, that is not. You are confusing him. Now something must have happened. Not only did he have sight, but that his appearance, his face, the way he dressed, and now how he performed and moved in life was different, because he could already see. But people had the image of what in the person that could not see. And sometimes people have a hard time believing that God has done something, or that changes are taking place in our lives. And they are still going to criticize the old concept that they have in their minds of us. And that is something that we have to learn to deal with, until over time, God Himself is in charge of showing that your fruits are sincere, that your change has been sincere. But this is important to always keep in mind. Some will be amazed. Some will be happy with you. Others will not believe. But this man said, "If I am this man," now he did not give into shame to say, "I was the one who begged. I was the one. I want to tell you, while you can speak, tell the word what God is doing. Tell the world what God is doing. Believe it or not, tell the world what God has done with you. Because if some do not believe," this man raised his voice and said, "I am. I was the one who was dragged dirty on the floor waiting for someone to feel sorry for me. But now I am different." And they asked him, "What happened to you?" And he said, "I don't know. I only heard that this man came to me. He made mud with his saliva and put it in my eyes. He told me, 'Go wash in the pond.' And I washed myself. And I came back seeing. Perhaps that is not a miracle. Nor I care how he did it. I just know that after so long, I am grateful, because now I can see." And boy, did this man begin to be attacked. Let me tell you that many times, in addition to the people who will not believe what God is doing with you, maybe even from your own family, they will attack you. But do not let yourself be provoked, because each attack, each adversity, each time you meet someone who is incredulous, your faith is getting stronger, because you know what God did and that nobody can change it. Do not let yourself be moved. Do not let your faith fade. If at the moment you are not seeing anything, believe what God has told you, because this, in His words, a life, and His promise is fulfilled. Second, never judge the process of another. The disciples of Jesus, when they saw this man, the first thing they thought was that this man was a sinner, and therefore he was like this because he deserved it. Who would think that he was like this because God had decided so? Simply to see the cause why this man was like this would lead people to think that God is bad. That's why Jesus told them, "It's not that this man sinned, nor his parents, but that this is so for this moment to come, when God will be glorified through his life. Therefore, do not feel bad if someone judges you. You do not understand, but please, you do not become the one who wants to rethink his life. Do not go to judge his life. Do not go to judge his process. Rather, pray for him. Pray for him so that the work that began his life ends, as it is doing with you. Never judge the way God does things. Now, the fact that you do not understand what is happening today in your life does not give you the right to judge and say that God does not love you. They are wrong. Wrong conclusions. that many times the enemy wants to put in your mind. Do not focus on this. Focus on that there is a purpose in everything. And the one who loves you, who is your Father, He is in control. And that is more than enough. And finally, learn to wait because your time comes. God has a time for everything. Try to learn what God wants you to understand at this time, what He is preparing for you. Yes, believe me, what will come will always be better. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because when we rethink life, you give us back the vision so that we can make transitional decisions, bring a change, a renewal in us to be subject to you and to those things as you want us to do them. My God, today we want to see, but we also need the strength to know how to face the moment when we see all the changes that will come and refrain and remain firm in you, that nothing moves us from this faith, that nothing makes us doubt what we have believed, because you are the same yesterday, today, and always. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I invite you to follow him on Instagram as Pastor Elias HC, so you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just In Time Devotionals. You can also download our application, Just In Time Devotionals, on your cell phone. A hug and blessings.